Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right, come on, man.
We are doom scrolling, my
Do
man.
It.
So the top story, I guess, is Trump-related again. The DOJ wants to keep the original search affidavit sealed. So now, you know, Republicans are upset about this. I will admit at this point, Laszlo, I've lost interest. I don't know what's happening anymore.
The Justice Department says it wants to keep the affidavit from last week's search of Mar-a-Lago sealed. Officials say sharing those details at this time would, quote, cause significant and irreparable damage to this ongoing criminal investigation. But calls for transparency continue and threats of violence against the FBI agents are increasing.
All right, I will openly admit that I'm the dumbest guy in the room. So the Department of Justice wants to keep it sealed, but isn't Merrick Garland, like, you know, kind of in charge? And when he said, hey, we should unseal this, why isn't it his call? I thought that it was just up to the judge to decide at that point. Wasn't he asking the judge, or are these different? Okay, no one knows. I just know Trump's still angry. He's on Truth Social, and I don't have room on my phone for Truth Social at the moment. I'm trying to free some things up, so I haven't been able to keep too close to tabs on
it. I think what I read, and this is very layman's term of me just skimming the top of it, was they don't have to release those, and I think Merrick Garland can't do it on his own, but he said, I will do it if Trump's lawyers agree to it, because I think it's important, and then Trump's lawyers agreed to it.
Right. My understanding
I don't think the judge has to do it. I think it was between those two.
My understanding is that
well, your understanding's wrong, so move on.
No,
what I just said was completely accurate.
But is this the same thing? Because he told, basically it was up to Trump, right, and his lawyers, like, hey, you guys say you want this information out there, then put it out there.
I've never been more frustrated in my life. I just explained it to you.
Okay, you're right. Moving on.
Keep doing it again.
Moving on.
Jesus Christ.
South Carolina, 88-year-old woman. She's out gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I saw pictures of this.
You're old to be gardening.
I saw pictures of this, whatever you call it, neighborhood, and I was like,
Take it easy, lady. You're 88.
Yeah, that's, well, maybe that's why.
South Carolina right now, it's hotter than hell. Well, relax.
Pretty warm.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, in the fall, go if you want to go plant some, you know, seeds or something. But I don't know what you're doing in this hot weather out there. Don't do that.
Hot heat.
What do you think odds you make it to 88? One in 100?
Slim,
like it's basically zero.
I'm trying to squeeze 70, maybe.
Right,
like
me too.
In my head, I'm like, yeah.
And then you see an 88-year-old out gardening, I'm like, I can't do that now. I went out this weekend to try and mow the lawn. It almost killed me. I don't understand. Well, she did die. Gardening, you know, killed her indirectly, not from the heat and not from overexerting herself. She slipped a little bit, and she slid into a little pond there.
Yeah, drowned.
And she got eaten by an alligator.
What? Yeah, Jesus Christ,
yeah.
See?
And when they came to get her, the gator was sitting there over the top of her and would not give up his kill.
And tragedy struck yesterday at a gated community in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Officials say an 88-year-old woman was gardening when she apparently slipped into a pond. She was killed by an alligator. Police arrived and found the nearly 10-foot-long gator standing there over her remains. It was eventually captured. This was the second alligator attack there in 5 years.
Horrible way to die. Also, would be an extremely horrible thing to have to witness if it was someone that you cared about. Because you can't do anything in that moment. Now, they didn't say anything about her husband still being alive. He's probably been dead for a while or whatever. But if you see a loved one and they slide, obviously, if it's your kids, you got to try. You got to try and fight. If it's your sibling, I guess it depends on how close you are with your sibling, but that's going to be tough to watch. And as you see it start to do the spin, I mean, you're going to be thinking,
okay, I know someone whose grandma died in a grease fire, and they were there. They saw it happen.
Ugh.
Would you rather that or the alligator?
Like
die in a grease fire?
Yeah, like she caught on fire from a grease fire.
Oh my God! I mean, what even
well,
kills
so
you?
That's so slow. Well,
and,
right.
And the thing was, they were trying to. I think, like from what I was told, like, they were trying to smother her and stuff, like throwing like flour and stuff.
Oh
on her.
No!
So throwing, the like, alligator. At least it goes under.
That's kind of what I
and
thought.
You can. It's quick and it's over, right? I mean, you hope.
That's I hope. At I least thought. You, if it doesn't kill you with puncture wounds, and you would drown at least, right? Because it's going to take you
well,
under and spin
you around.
Well,
that's what it does first. It does that little roll thing yeah. and makes you...
I think it drowns you pretty quick, right?
Yeah, I would think that... I don't know how long does it take before you drown. I guess until you finally suck in water and...
You're pretty panicked.
You're done, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going gator. I think burning is almost always the worst decision.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how long it takes. Now, if you see like smoke inhalation or whatever, I don't know. Right.
But I'm saying, what do you witness? What would you rather witness?
Oh, something like a loved one?
The gator.
Yeah, at least with the gator, hopefully the person's under the water.
You're throwing flour and stuff.
Oh, my God. And you do the wrong thing.
And they're just screaming? No.
That's horrible.
Like something out of a scary movie.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, no, definitely the alligator because...
It's underwater.
It's
underwater. You can't see it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Now, that's a hell of a sight when you come back and you're like, hey, you know, yeah. there's the gator and it's standing over her
like
body. Like,
you.
Yes, like, no, this is mine. You can't have it.
Ugh.
I sent you that video a couple months ago, that woman in Mexico that was just barely being dragged along by the strap of her purse next to that crocodile.
Yeah.
I mean,
which
what
one
do
of your
you,
brothers
you
would you jump in the water to protect?
None of them.
None of them?
I mean...
Do you think any of them would jump in to protect you?
A 10-foot gator?
Maybe.
10-foot?
I just don't think I'm going to be of any help here, you know?
Well, it can't hurt.
It's going to kill me. Yeah.
Maybe you could distract it, you know?
You know, but then my mom loses two sons in one day.
It's a real Sophie's choice.
I don't know. I don't know. Instinct would kick in, I'm sure, if you're a parent. I don't think you have a choice, you know? And maybe if it's your sibling, you would. Maybe you just go like, oh, my God. And when they start screaming, they're saying, help, you have to go in. You're trying to grab it by the tail. Maybe you're looking for something to hit it with, stab it with. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
So who would you jump in? Obviously, your kids. You jump in and fight that thing. Let's say we're playing golf, the three of us. Just imagine.
Me, it's difficult. You, and yeah.
Snow cone. We're at like a public course, okay? Because that's the only place they'll let us in. And
if there's an alligator, I push Snow cone towards it so that it eats him instead of me.
What if Snow cone is screaming
I
and hasn't done
right
a successful death roll? He's taunting Snow cone, and Snow cone's head is above the water going, guys, please. And then he keeps coming back up, and I'm like, dude, it's not killing him yet. It's like torturing him. It's playing with him. We should call someone.
So here, I wanted to make sure. You're saying this to him.
Yeah.
Because I'm not around anymore. I've left. As soon as that alligator grabs Snow Cone, whatever you're saying, I don't hear because I'm on the other hole. I'm on
the
13th
hole.
I'm gone. Way away from any sort of water. Oh, I'm playing. I'm playing. I just skipped that hole. I played through. 12 and 11 seemed close. Just go straight to 13, finish this round up.
Yeah. Just mumbling under your breath like it's always something with these idiots. I knew I should have invited them. Snow cone. I mean, if you're screaming and it doesn't take you straight down, if it takes you straight
in,
if it takes you straight in and I just see the splash, I'm like, oh my God, that was a gator. No.
No.
But if you keep popping your head up and you're like, guys, then I guess I'm throwing rocks. I'm not going in. I don't think there's anyone alive that I'm going in there for.
You're not going in. I know you. You are not going in.
It's not
going
to happen. No. I think there are those instances where people can become much braver than they normally are because you fool yourself into thinking, I'll survive this.
It's my kid and my kid only. That's it.
But with a gator, I can't convince myself that I'm going to survive this. Once it's spinning you around in the water and, no. With the house fire, you go, all right, I'm just going to run in there, see if I can help out. It could still kill you.
Yeah, I can try to do that.
But I give it a shot. But I'm not going in there fighting a gator. But you're the, I'll fight him on land, but not in the water guy, right?
Yeah, he's in the water with snow cone.
Yeah, if he's got snow cone by the edge of the water, and he's just...
How close to the water?
Right, kind of next to it, and he's just chomping on his leg, and snow cone's going, oh,
yes, I might come over and give it a good kick.
Yeah.
Thanks.
See what happens, but as soon as he gets in the water, it's over.
I would probably...
If I got golf clubs on me, I hit it right in its eye.
Yeah,
if the club's
long enough, try and hit it in the head.
Hit it in the eye.
I would probably
scold it. Well, I feel like it's just covered in armor, so it's I'm really going for the eyes here.
Yeah, it doesn't have a weak point, really, except those
eyes.
I'm talking about
snow cone.
Oh, right, of course.
Knock him out. Make sure he doesn't feel anything. I'll
Jesus,
do that for
man.
You. I come over with the golf club. He's like, thank you, buddy. I'm like, right in the head.
Lazar's going, stop fighting. It's taking forever. This could have been over with already. If you're on land, I'm going to yell at it like a dog. Hey, get out of here.
Oh,
come on, leave it alone.
I'm just like,
that's probably what I'm doing. Yeah. That's my best effort. And I'd probably yell at people like,
heel,
hey, somebody,
boy, heel. It's
go call someone.
It's an alligator, you idiot.
I know. That would be my instinct, I think, is to yell at it like you do an animal. I mean, when that possum came up, didn't you yell at it? Isn't it instinctually
just
going, hey, hey, oh, there was no warning. There was no verbal warning before that.
We put up our dukes.
Okay. So
it looked at me. I looked at it, and we were like, it's on. I threw like 5 tennis balls at it. It didn't move. So I was like, all right. And I just walked up to it, and it was not expecting me to actually just backhand it with the racket.
Yeah.
That thing went flying. Boom. I Serena Williams that son of a bitch.
By the way, the possum is fine. It was not dead
no
underneath this porch.
Hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say no
it
animals
It ran
were
away.
Harmed. Yeah.
I mean,
no
it
animals
didn't
were
die.
Killed. It didn't
I
die.
I think I was shocked at how far it flew.
Yeah.
And then it landed on the ground. Boom. And then I ran over and looked for it, and it took off and ran away.
I mean, they're hanging in trees, right? Or is that just in the children's books? I feel like that's
one
what they do.
One was in my on my deck the other day. I was lucky I didn't have a tennis racket by it.
I've got a bunch of them. They're just the ugliest things and huge. But I hear that they eat bugs and stuff, whatever. What are you going to do?
Well, good for that, but it'll kill my cat.
Oh, you think it'll fight your
animals?
I think
it'll fight my cat, yeah. So I have to protect my cat.
They are mean sons of bitches.
Yeah. Are they? I figured they just sit around and eat
raccoons
bugs.
Are. I just kind of figure possums are, too, I think.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about the cat thing. I don't know. My cats are out there all the time, and there's owls and stuff. I don't know how one of them hasn't gotten killed yet. But with the possum thing, all I can think is don't get in my house, especially with Laszlo's little fight with his.
Yeah.
Once it gets up close, because I don't want to have to get close enough to hit it with the racket or kick it. You know, just stay over there. And they stink. Have you been close? Okay, that's enough talk about the possums. No. I needed to tell you about the recall because you're a parent. There's a major recall. And you don't have to be a parent to, you know, this be pertinent information for you because I love Capri Sun.
The first recall involves those Capri Sun drink pouches. Kraft Heinz is recalling more than 5,000 cases of Capri Sun wild cherry flavor because they may contain a cleaning solution. The company says it was inadvertently introduced into a production line at a factory. Kraft Heinz warns consumers should not drink the products and should return them to their place of purchase.
Now, if this was, wacky radio or whatever, shouldn't we be sending Snow Cone to go get whatever flavor of cherry Capri Suns is recalled, and then you got to drink them? I feel like that's something that they do. 5,700 wild cherry Capri Sun cases have been affected. How do they figure that out? Like, wait a second, you didn't put that cleaning on last week when we were putting stuff in the pouches, did you? And he's like, yeah, no, I mean, I put them for, oh, my God. And then you got to, and also... Good on whoever it is when these people actually step up and say, I'm gonna say something.
Yeah.
Because if I'm working in that factory or whatever,
God, no.
Forget about it. No. They're going to have to connect the dots themselves. Why do people keep getting sick? Let them do that investigation. I'm not falling on any sword.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.